Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center.
In today's episode of Business English Pod, we are going to examine the different types of questions that are used to clarify details and handle inquiries on the phone. Customers and colleagues call you with questions. To answer their questions or to address their needs, you need to ask questions too. But all questions are not created equal. To get the kind of response you want, you need to know how to choose the appropriate type of question to ask. Using effective questioning techniques allows you to get information you need. It also helps you stay in control of the conversation. Also, when you're confronted with difficult situations, the use of different types of questions will help diffuse the situation. Let's look now at the five main question types and the various situations where these questions can be used. First, let's look at open questions. An open question requests information in a way that requires a fuller answer than a simple yes or no. As a result of asking open questions, we should be able to gain enough information to give the caller a solution to a particular problem, or at least be in a better position to offer help. Here are some examples.
How may I help you?
What information were you given by my colleague when you spoke with him yesterday?
Please tell me exactly what happened and when.
Then there are specific questions. Use specific questions to clarify points. There are two types of specific questions, those that request a piece of information, and those that simply require a yes or no answer.
Who did you speak with yesterday?
What is your daytime phone number?
Can you always be reached at this telephone number?
Next, we come to closed questions. Closed questions usually produce a yes or no answer. They can be useful in the closing minutes of a conversation to confirm all the small details and to make sure that you have covered everything.
Have you confirmed this with Mr. Ng?
Is there further information you need from me at this time?
Another type is alternative choice questions. This question type provides choices for the caller to choose from. These questions are useful when dealing with difficult callers. Ask the callers what they would like you to do for them, but provide choices that suit you too.
I could find this out for you and call you with an answer later, or would you prefer me to fax the information later in the day?
Would you like me to get our supervisor, or would you like to give me an opportunity to try to help first?
And finally, we have leading questions. When you want to control your call lengths, this type of question helps speed up interactions. At times, we seem to deal with people who find it difficult to make a final decision. Leading questions help your caller confirm the information in an easy way.
You would like to receive the catalog updates on a monthly basis, then?
So you would agree on a delivery on Thursday if I can get you a discount?
Now, listen to the telephone call between a salesperson and a customer making an inquiry. When you hear a question, think which type of question is being used and why it is being used at that particular stage of the conversation.
Good morning. 321 Mobile. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm interested in finding out more about your mobile phone offer, advertised on the television today.
Yes, our new mobile phone offer. My name is Winston. May I have your name, please?
George Lamb.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb. Firstly, I just need to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How often do you think you would be using the mobile phone? And would it be for personal or business use?
It'd be for personal use. I need to keep in touch with my family when I'm away from home.
Do you think you would need to use your phone for more than 15 minutes a day?
No, I don't think so.
OK, that is fine. I'd recommend the prepaid phone, because there is no monthly fee. Have you had a mobile phone before?
No, never.
OK, that is fine. We have a customer helpline. If you have any technical questions or questions about our call rates, you can phone us any time.
That's great.
Do you have any questions about prepaid phones?
Yes. Are there any hidden costs?
None at all.
OK.
So, when would you like to start using the phone?
Soon as possible.
Right. I will send it within 48 hours. You should be able to start using it the same day. Would you like me to arrange that for you now?
Yes, please.
OK. Today we looked at various types of questions that we use to gather information, clarify information, confirm information, and lead calls to a successful conclusion.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.